So let's review. The Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer said that carrying the carbon, bringing it from outside the Tchum, and cutting its warts off, can all be done on Shabbos. Our Gemara begins by focusing on two challenges to Rabbi Eliezer, one from Rabbi Yeshua and the other from Rabbi Kiva. Amar Ravashi, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that there is no mitzvah of Simchas Yamtiv, we should say a Kal Vachomer. If we allow real malacha to be done in Yamtiv, even for non-mitzvah needs, and still do not allow Isurim Drabbanan that could have been done before Yamtiv, on Shabbos, when only malacha for the sake of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is permitted, we certainly should not allow the Isurim Drabbanan that could have been done before Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Shvus the mitzvah adifle. Rabbi Eliezer would respond that a Shvus is not permitted for Yamtiv needs because they are non-mitzvah needs. But a Shvus for Karban Pesach is a mitzvah need and therefore permissible. Rabbi Kiva challenges Rabbi Eliezer that maybe we only allow Mechshir Mitzvah after the Karban Pesach, but not those that come before the Karban Pesach, because Shemi Yimtze Zevach Pasl, V'Nimtze Mechal Shabbos L'Mafreya, maybe the Karban will turn out to be Pasl, and all the preparatory work would have been Chil Shabbos for nothing. Rabbi Eliezer responds, Ehachi Mishchan Emelei Nishchit. If we're concerned the Karban would be Pasl, we shouldn't shecht it at all. Instead, Rabbi Kiva argues that perhaps we only allow Mechshir Mitzvah after the Karban because once Shabbos has been compromised for the actual Karban, we can continue to compromise it for Mechshir Mitzvah. But before the Karban Pesach is brought, we cannot be Deicha Shabbos for Mechshir Mitzvah. Hey Shavir Rabbi Kiva Va'amar. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva compared violating an Isur Drabbanan to do Hazah of the Paraduma waters on the person whose seventh day of Tumah is on Erev Pesach, which is a legitimate Mitzvah need, to violating an Isur Drabbanan to bring a Karban Pesach, which is also a legitimate mitzvah need. He argued that just like it's asur to do the Hazah, it's also asur to do the Mechshir Mitzvah of the Karban. Rabbi Eliezer responded that sprinkling is in fact mutter. Rabbi Kiva responded that we could have just as easily run the comparison in the opposite direction. If Hazah, which is only an Isur Drabbanan, may not be done on Shabbos, then certainly Shechita, which is a Malacha Deiraisa, may not be done. Obviously, though, Rabbi Kiva clearly knows that Shechita may be done on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, based on B'miyadli. The Gemara offers two explanations of what Rabbi Kiva meant to say. Amar Ula. Rabbi Kiva had previously learned from Rabbi Eliezer that Hazah to enable somebody to eat Truma may not be done on Shabbos, and was suggesting that this indicates that even the Isurim Drabbanan are sometimes not permitted for the sake of a mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer thought he was asking about Hazah to enable Karban Pesach, which he holds is actually mutter to do on Shabbos. The difference is because Achilas Truma itself is not Deicha Shabbos, whereas Akrabas, Karban Pesach itself is Deicha Shabbos. Rabbah understood that Rabbi Kiva was trying to remind Rabbi Eliezer that he had previously taught that Hazah, even for Karban Pesach, is Asr to do on Shabbos. Hazah my time Malik Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara asks, what would be the problem with doing Hazah on Shabbos? After all, it's merely an Isur Rabbanan, which should be allowed L'Tzarech Mitzvah. Amar Rabbah, Rabbi explains that we're concerned that he might carry it 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah, which would actually be a Nisr D'Oraisa. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Eliezer holds Mechshir Mitzvah Deicha Nisr Shabbos even when it involves a Nisr D'Oraisa, and therefore even carrying 4 amos would be mutter. After some discussion, the Gemara answers, there are two mitzvahs in Karban Pesach. Hakravas HaPesach, which is Miyakiv. If one did not bring a Karban Pesach, he obviously did not fulfill his obligation. Achilas HaPesach, which is not Me'akev. As Rashi says, Ish lefi achloi lemitzvah. There is a mitzvah to eat from the Karban Pesach. But if one did not eat from the Karban Pesach, he was nevertheless yaitz to the mitzvah of Hakravas HaPesach. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer only allows Mechshir Mitzvah to facilitate Hakravas HaPesach, but does not allow Mechshir Mitzvah to facilitate Achilas HaPesach. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer does not allow Hazah, because it does not prevent him from fulfilling the mitzvah of Hakravas HaPesach. It only prevents him from being mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, which is not Me'akev. As Rava explains, Ksav Rabbi Eliezer, Sheikh the Mezerkin al Tmei Sheretz, V'huadin la Tmei Meis B'Shvir Shaloi. We may Sheikh the Karban Pesach for someone who could become tar by the evening to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. And even if he did not end up eating from the Karban Pesach, since we do not allow Hazah, he was yet to the mitzvah of Hakravas HaPesach. Even though he cannot eat the Karban Pesach without the sprinkling, this would not be considered an example of Shechtin Shalei Lo'ichlov for people who cannot eat it, because the problem of Shalei Lo'ichlov is only regarding L'chayla U'lazakan D'lei Chazi, people who are old or sick and are physically unfit to eat from the Karban. But here, Mechzi Chazi Tikunehu D'lei Miskin. he is considered fit because he could have done Hazah at least midairaisa. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah. Klal Amar Rebbe Kiva. Kiva disagrees with Rebbe Eliezer, who allows Machshir Mitzvah to be done on Shabbos, and rules, Kol Malacha She'ef Shal Aseisim Erev Shabbos, Eino Deiches HaShabbos, Shechita She'ef Shal Aseisim Erev Shabbos, Deiches HaShabbos. Whatever can be done before Shabbos, such as transporting the animal, does not override the Shabbos. It's only those Malachas that cannot be done before Shabbos, such as the Shechita, that override the Shabbos. Kiva rules similarly regarding Bris Mila. And in both cases, Amar Rebbe Yehuda Merav, Halacha K'Rebbe Kiva, we paskin like Rebbe Kiva. The Gemara explains the need to point this out in both cases because each has a chumra which the other does not have, based on which we might think that even Machshir Mitzvah should be Deicha Shabbos. Hakravas HaPesach has a Chiv Karas, which Mila B'Chal does not have. Bris Mila has the unique significance of Nechrasa Le'yod Gimel Brises, 13 covenants were made over it.